Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January 13th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright, taking a look at Friday's performance. Bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video here, leading the way to the downside, where small caps, along with emerging markets, there most U.S. equity indexes finished the day down more than 1.5%. We also saw the dollar, along with AGG, finish technically, well, pardon me, not the dollar, AGG finish in negative territory. Dollar was the first thing to finish in positive territory there. And really, we saw crude oil, along with commodities, just lead the way to the upside. Crude oil getting that po boost after another round of sanctions released on Friday toward Russian oil. So we saw crude rally above that $77 level. At this point, clearing at least some near-term resistance, as he said, at 76, now have further hurdles, obviously, but seeing some near-term positives in a minimum. We've also seen monthly momentum flip back positive for the first time since July of last year. As far as the US dollar goes, we did see a reverse back indexes there at 109.50. And at that point, with the intraday high at 109.97, it did cross that 10% mark for us to consider it being in now a rising dollar environment. Bear in mind that we had been in a falling dollar environment since December of 2022. Most of that quote unquote falling dollar environment persisted as sideways action, where we saw a numerous number of trend changes, but have now seen that break out of that range towards last year. At this point, a move above 110 would be a third consecutive buy signal, and a third consecutive buy signal, that'd be the first time we've seen set that since early 2022. On the Treasury front, we saw the U.S. Treasury 10-year yield index move above its prior high mark from April of 2024. At this point, moving up to 4.75%, highest level we've seen since November of 23. And then looking at the chart of AGG, conversely, falls down to its lowest level since May of last year. They're at 96, further deterioration in score there as well. EEM shifted back into a negative trend as it fell below 41.50 on the chart, currently sitting at that $41 range. So it takes out the trend line that had been in place since September after we saw that move higher and move to that multi-year high back in October. I've now seen that downward lower top put in place along with sell signal and a trend flip. Now looking at support there at 39.50, just below the bottom of the trading band. I've now seen that score further deteriorate into that two zone. Then looking at U.S. equity indexes, we have the Russell 2000 gave a second consecutive sell signal there at 2200. Also moved below some pretty notable near-term support at that level as well when it fell to 2180. Still some support there at 2180 from October of last year. From that level, we're looking down to the $2,000 range before we see additional support for the Russell 2000. The S&P 500, most U.S. equity indexes did return to sell signals or gave additional sell signals. At this point, though, we see the S&P 500 maintaining that buy signal, still needs to move below 5,800 in order to technically return to a sell signal. Have generally seen consolidation since mid-December on the chart there, though. Out of the S&P 500 indicator action, we saw the PT for the NYSE along with the PT for the S&P Mid-Cap 400 and S&P Small Cap 600 return to bear confirmed status. In the case of PT and NYSE, fell below 52% currently, maintaining a reading just above that 50% mark. Move below 50% is when we really start to look at evaluating portfolios further, as it suggests that less than half of the stocks within the NYSE universe are trading on point and figure buy signals. Within Dolly this morning, we did see commodities increase notably with that rally in crude oil, ultimately picking up 18 signals following Friday's action and really taking it not just from international equities, although that was the primary culprit, but from a variety of other asset classes as well, including domestic equities, currencies, and fixed income. So now seeing commodities sitting firmly in that second position there, well ahead of international equities, even saw energy commodities move up to the second position there, not that far behind agriculture, showing the potential that it may overtake if we continue to see a further rally out of those energy commodities, or conversely, downside out of the other commodity areas as well. Earnings upcoming this week really beginning to take effect, or really pick up this week rather. JP Morgan will report on Wednesday. JPM returned to a sell signal in December, reversed back into X's during that first action of January. Is maintain that level at this point, watching that support there at 232, move above 256 would return it to a buy signal. Also see additional support there at 204. Could consult the smaller scale 2 point per box chart for near-term holders for additional support there between 230 and that 204 level, but those should suffice for long-term holders. Then we see Wells Fargo WFC also reporting on Wednesday. Similarly, returning to a sell signal in December, reversing up. Last week's action ultimately reversing down into O's here, still watching 69 there. And we'll look at prior resistance in the lower 60s as an additional level of support there for Wells Fargo, still maintaining that 5 attribute rating. Still quite a few banks to report this week. That'll be the major theme, but there's a couple others worth noting. United Health, UNH, has reversed back into X's in December and continued higher since that time. At the moment, sitting at 528 on its chart. Did hold that support there at 480, so seems to be a line in the sand, if you will, or line of demarcation for long-term holders there at 480. Still a one attribute and still sits in the lower half of that healthcare sector matrix. Lastly, Taiwan Semiconductor also reporting on Thursday. TSM is a 5 for 5, maintained that buy signal through much of that negative action in the latter part of December. Currently, it reversed down with last week's action there at 204. So we'll watch near-term support there at 198 as well as at 192 with the bullish support line sitting here at 188. Additional support levels lying in the 180 to 160 range as well for TSM. But again, that just kicks off some of those major names for earnings. Again, big theme this week will be banks. We also see PPI as well as CPI data coming out on Tuesday and Wednesday, and retail sales on Thursday. Other notable names reporting include BlackRock, BK Mellon, Citigroup, Bank of America, J.B. Hunt, Morgan Stanley, PNC, along with U.S. Bancorp, State Street, and Truist Financial. But as always, if you have any particular questions about the video, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.